Could be who you wanted. many monkeys in the Daily Mail, and all of them coming anonymously, so they leave no trail. Never thought I'd have an IRA from overseas, but someone is sending me stationery filled with chimpanzees. Some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps are swinging from a vine, some chimps in jackboots, some chimps that wish they could be my Starsky and Hutch chimps, a chimp who's sitting on the can, a pair of Dutch chimps who send their love from Amsterdam.
Another bus ride with the chimp.
It's great. He's sending me, maybe she's sending me just to see me get irate. I'm losing sleep and it's really keeping me up all night. I thought it was funny, but now I got money on a monkey fight. Some chimps in hard hats, chimps are working on a chain gang. Some chimps who love cats, burning rubber in a Mustang. A birthday wishing chimp, a chimp in black like a goth, a going fishing chimp, a British chimp in the bar.
Another bus ride with chimpanzees, and everyone.
My home, no matter what, they come, they won't leave me alone. Another monkey in the mail can make me lose my mind, but look at me shuffling through the stack until I finally find some chimps in swimsuits, some chimps in jack boots, some chimps in hard hats, some chimps who love cats. I got some shaved chimps, that's chimps devoid of any hair. I got the brave chimps dressed up in the women's underwear.
And now the postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. Addressed to me.
Another postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. Another postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone is addressed to me. Another postcard with chimpanzees, and everyone.
Hi there, I'm B.B. King, and when I'm in Boston, Lucille is on 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you hear me? I said I'm B.B. King. On radio station 91.5 FM, WMFO. Did you get it, Lucille? Okay.
Everybody, 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 ever as someone sets light to the first fire of autumn, we settle down to cut ourselves apart. Cough and twitch from the news on your face, and some foreign candle burning in your eyes.
my sleeve.
Going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tumble out of bed and I stumble to the kitchen. Pour myself a cup of ambition and yawn and stretch and try to come to life. Jump in the shower and the blood starts pumping. Out on the streets the traffic starts jumping with folks like me on the job from 9 to 5. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and they never give you credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, for service and devotion. You would think that I would deserve a fair promotion. Want to move ahead, but the boss won't seem to let. Shatter. You're just a step on the boss man's ladder, but you got dreams he'll never take away. ship will come in and the tide's gonna turn and it's all gonna roll your way. Working 9 to 5, what a way to make a living. Barely getting by, it's all taking and no giving. They just use your mind and you never get the credit. It's enough to drive you crazy if you let it. 9 to 5, yeah, they got you where they want you. There's a better life and you think about it, don't you? It's a rich man's game, no matter what they call.
Oh, you've got blue eyes. Oh, you've got gray eyes.
Seagull, you fly across the horizon into the misty morning sun. Nobody asks you where you are going. Nobody knows where you're from. Here is a man asking the question, is this really the end of the world? Seagull, you must have known for a long time the shape of things to come. Now you fly through the sky, never asking why, and you
this is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio. We'll be right back.
waitress in a cocktail bar. When I met you, I picked you out, I shook you up and turned you around, turned you into someone new. Now 5 years later on, you've got the world at your feet. Success has been so easy for you. But don't forget, it's me who put you where you are now, and I can put you back down too. Don't you want me? You know I can't believe it when I hear that you won't see me. Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me. It's what you left to find. If you think you change your mind,
understand it. I just can't understand it. I just don't understand it. And I must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost somewhere down the line. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. Give away them days you were mine. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost somewhere down the line. I must have got lost. I must have got lost. Give away the days you were mine. Oh, yeah. Well, I must have got lost. I must have got lost. I must have got lost somewhere down the line.
WMFO Medford.
Not more than a swallow's flight away, I discovered something.
Who are you? Who are you?
We are the knights who say... Neek!
Those who hear them seldom live to tell the tale.
Oh, not neek, the knights neek, who say neek.
And you will undoubtedly hear it many more times as the days go by. Now, just in case you're hazy on exactly what it means, let me give you a rough idea. It means that the cost of your clothes and food has gone up to a point where the family budget has become somewhat strained. Well, that's one of those things. And you can't be expected to increase the family income. But there are some things you can do to help. For instance, take better care of your clothes. When you come home from school, change into old clothes before you go out to play. Take care of your health, because doctors and medicines are expensive. Eat well, but don't waste. Take your full share, but eat all you take. Try not to ask mother and dad to buy you things you don't actually need. Make the best and the most of what you've got. Try to be more than usually careful of your school equipment, such as paper, pencils, and so forth. Make them last and go as far as you possibly can. Remember that all members of a family must pull together at a time like this. So do your share.
WMFO Medford. My name's Chris Earle. Show's time travel. Here with you till 7 p.m. Starting up in a moment.